I never enter the house. Never. He has three small rooms where we live on the second floor. I never remember from my youngest days when I could walk. It was always, always a holy water fountain at the door inside the kitchen. As I got taller, holy water fountain got higher. When I became taller than my mother, well then, it remained on that level. I never remember dropping even a crumb of bread from the table without picking it up. And my mother told me, John, bread, when consecrated, becomes the body of Christ. Never leave a single crumb or particle of bread on the table. Do not even throw the discarded bread away. Burn it. As I think I've told you, my mother told me what the knees are for. For what? For kneeling. I never remember, never, my mother missing daily Mass and communion. Never. I never remember my mother sleeping, never, more than 4 hours a night. Never. Working for herself and an orphan son. I was told by my mother never to drink even a glass of water without blessing it. All the influence of women, and the deeper their faith, the deeper their influence on society. And sisters, I'm sharing this with you because in the name of God, use your powerful woman's influence on every person you meet, including sisters, bishops, and priests. One of the leading women of the United States, not a feminist, but promoting, well, respect for women. She told me while I was teaching in New York, I think the main reason for the widespread revolution in the Catholic Church is that bishops and priests don't know how to deal with women. And women get to them, the wrong women. And sisters, see, nobody told you. Women can manipulate men. Did you know that? Oh, so sweet. So smiling. So gentle. And the poor fellow, he may be a cardinal or archbishop. I know it. I did tell you, didn't I? Meeting they had with the cardinal. Remember? Three of us sitting at a table. Priest to his right, a woman to his left. And I was supposed to meet the cardinal all alone. So I asked, and I was really kidding. I do have a sense of humor. He reminisced, who's in charge? He did the smile. She is. Sisters, ask our Lord to use the influence that God has given you. Influence over men, including and quoting members of the hierarchy, priests, men religious. Number 12. And this should be memorized. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven are not the priests. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven are the saints. Okay. You'll live a saintly life on earth, and you'll have influence. A priest, by Christ-given authority, that women not ordained to the priesthood do not have, but in terms of sheer greatness, and I would say, sisters, in terms of being channels of grace, it all depends, every bit of it, on how much grace we have. And women over the centuries have been phenomenally blessed with the grace of God. Number 13. The Holy Father expresses his deep concern. Although the teaching that priestly ordination is to be reserved to men alone has been preserved by the constant and universal tradition of the Church, and firmly taught by the Magisterium in his most recent documents. At the present time, in some places, it is nonetheless considered still open to debate, or the Church's judgment that women are not to be admitted to ordination is considered to have a merely disciplinary force. In other words, the ordination of only men is, well, a temporary disciplinary law. And the Pope emphasizes no. It is a universal law of divinely revealed truth. And coming to the close of our last formal class, I sincerely hope that you missionaries of charity will become leaders. Leaders among women in, first of all, your living very holy women's lives. First time I've ever told you this, and I prayed before I asked, O Lord, What should I say? No community in the church today. Zero. No community in the church today has the profound influence of the missionaries of charity.